This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's cover, or to use a baseball term, touch some bases that we haven't talked much about lately. I'll give you another one, go around the horn a little bit here. Couple quickies. We'll just move fast because I want to fire through a lot.
Yep.
The Phillies closer is a person or a committee?
Well, it's going to be a committee, but I think it's going to end up being, at some point, it'll be Kirkring.
Over Romano, really?
I do think so at some point.
Okay.
And I like Romano, and he's going to be the guy at the outset. But
I think he'll get the first shot, right, Romano?
Yes, he will.
Okay. Next question. The Phillies traded for Jesus Luzardo. They have a quality fifth starter in a way that is either never before, or if you want to say Blanton was quality enough, or the young guy that year, the Vannable, was quality enough, which he was, as a good fifth starter. But generally, a team doesn't have a good fifth starter. So right now, the Phillies for 3, 4, and 5, in some order, after Wheeler and Nola, have Ranger, Sanchez, who was phenomenal last year, and Luzardo, who's had past success. How do you rank them? 3, 4, 5. Look, it doesn't really matter for April. It will matter if they're all healthy in October, because you're only going to have 4 guys to pitch in October as starters. How do you currently rank Luzardo, Ranger, and Sanchez?
Oof. Tough.
Good problem to have.
It's a great problem. I think it's the best rotation in baseball. I really do.
I think it's the
best rotation in baseball. And people, well, they haven't done very much. Well, guess what? Getting Luzardo, if he's on the field, this is the best rotation in baseball because I think believe that Suarez will be pitching, having the season of his life. Because he's pitching for his free agency, and he will have the season of his life, I believe.
So Ranger 3? Because he was having the season of his life last year until he got hurt halfway through. He was the best pitcher in baseball for two and a half months. Yeah. He was. Number one.
His body was...
That broke down.
Ranger, Sanchez, Luzardo.
Okay.
And listen, they're all interchangeable because they have unbelievable ability. This is a great rotation.
And
God bless. I hope these guys stay healthy.
Right. And then Painter is...
He's coming.
But he's bullpen this year.
He's coming.
Maybe starter next year.
I don't think he's going to be in the bullpen. I think he's going to be a starter, and I think at some point they might go to
this
a six-man rotation.
He's a starter?
Painter?
Yeah.
He will be starting this year at some point.
Midsummer.
No doubt.
I'm surprised by
no
that.
No doubt?
No doubt in my mind he will be starting for the Phillies in some capacity.
Rob Thompson said it to you in the podcast.
They will not put him in the pen. They will not do that.
But they will in the playoffs, right?
Maybe.
If your other guys are healthy.
Maybe. He might be one of the starters in the playoffs.
If he's that good.
He is that good.
Okay. All right.
What month?
Summer?
I spy Painter with my eye.
End of June.
The summer wind.
End of June.
Andrew Painter comes walking in.
I'm peeping him. End of June.
All right, I got a couple more here, Rube. We'll talk to Elliot shortly on the Birds. A few more. So I'm higher on the Phils than a lot of people who were so down on them based on last year. I think they got still a great shot to win a World Series.
Yes, they do.
One of the 5 best teams in baseball, all that good stuff. But I am in a bad mood regarding center field. I mean, I'm annoyed that it looks like it's still a Rojas-Marsh thing. You know, how's it going to be any different? I mean, it just was so substandard last year. And I'm a Marsh fan. We all love Marsh. But, I mean, and then the Rojas thing. I mean, Rojas reminds me of guys I grew up with in the 80s. That it's great in theory, like Jeff Stone. What a great theory. But if you can't hit, you can't play.
They need to be better. Both of those guys need to be better. Marsh needs to be better, and he can be. I mean, these are both really good players, but hey, Charlie Manuel used to say it all the time, to be a you have to be an extraordinarily good player to be an everyday player on a championship team, and they have to get better.
Yeah.
I think the defense that they will provide helps a lot. I think it's going to be a much better overall defensive outfield, even though Kepler's never really played left field a whole lot in the big leagues.
You think he's going to play left?
I think Kepler's going to play left, and I think Castillo's staying right field. I don't think Cassie's going anywhere.
Okay.
Real quick question on that, because Cassie has played left field before. Why do you think they would? I mean, they originally brought Cassie in to play left field. Why would you put the guy who's never played left field in left field when Cassie's played it?
I just think Cassie has just gotten way more comfortable in right field. I think he's gotten way better. I mean, he is a serviceable right fielder right now. Is he fast enough to play right field on a consistent basis? He's fast enough for me. Because he makes the plays, he gets the angles, he works very hard at it, and he's gotten much better. Is he a double plus defender in right? Is he worth? No, but he is at least adequate, and I think you're going to get the athleticism that's necessary in left field out of Kepler, because he's a very good athlete.
All right, one more, Ruben. We're going to get to Elliott and back to calls shortly. One more. So this isn't a player, and this is going to probably be the longest answer because I think it's a little bit complicated. Mm-hmm. Team mindset for April and May. Here's what I mean. Last year, they were gangbusters. And they were gangbusters with a purpose, in part because they were in a bad mood the way it ended Game 7 of the NLCS. And we all admired the way they came out, hair on frickin' fire. And it did cross a lot of our minds that they may have peaked too early. If you're Rob Thompson, do you slow pedal April and May a little bit to try to preserve the tank? Because it's a long season, and October matters more than April. Is last year a lesson, or am I just talking out of my hiney right now?
Talking out of your hiney.
Play as hard as you can, as often as you can.
Yes, you just play. And the reason why they were so great in the first half is because their starting pitching was ridiculous.
Yeah,
they had no question in my mind that they were the best starting pitching in baseball. And Ranger Suarez went down. The other thing that happened was you had your shortstop go down.
Yeah.
And those are two huge pieces. When you have your rotation with Ranger getting hurt and, things started to happen. I mean, Walker was not, producing. I think that had a massive change towards the middle of the season. And, when you lose a pitcher of that caliber, Ranger was the best left-handed pitcher in baseball at the time. They basically lost him for a while. And they lost one of the best offensive shortstops in the game for a while, a month and a half. Now, Edmundo did a nice job.
Yeah, but Trey never came back stealing bases.
He never came back being the same guy.
Never.
He was not the same. I mean, I looked at the numbers on Trey, and we talked about it. If you extrapolate the numbers from the second half of 23 and the first half of 24, 320, 370, 550, and 915. That was his line with, MVP numbers.
Yeah.
And so this guy... I know the finish was not great because he did not perform in the playoffs. A lot of guys didn't perform in the playoffs. You got to have a little bit more confidence in one of the best players in the game. He's still one of the best offensive players in baseball.
Okay, we'll see. Well, they were certainly banged up as the year went on, and it affected them. And an example is Ranger, who pitched, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 innings of game 4 without giving up a run, but because he struggled in the process of that game, they had to get Hoffman up in the first inning, they had to get Hoffman up in the second inning. You can't get the guy up 13 times in a game. It kind of screwed the game, even though, anyway, we know the deal. And then Hoffman was injured the whole deal. All right. Let's talk some football. Rube, I am really looking forward to this baseball season.
It's going
to
be a great
year. Both with you, with Ben, with the station, the show.
People need to stay positive about it because... I mean, I think it's a great segue for the Philly fans, and I think that they should stay positive about this team, even though they didn't make the big splash. I view this team as a contending team, and I view them as a contending team for the foreseeable future.
Good deal.